Live from the Christian Research Institute, it's the Bible Answer Man with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. Have you got a question for Hank about cults, culture, and Christianity? Well, don't wait any longer. To get on today's program, call 1-888-ASK-HANK. That's 1-888-275-4265. And now, here's the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, Hank Hanegraaff.
And as always, we are delighted to take your calls throughout the United States and Canada. Once again, do remember the number to dial if you're asking your question, 888-275-4265. Translates to 888-ASK. Hank, first caller up today, Leland, Anaheim, California. Hi, Leland.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate all the work you do and the work that CRI has done for the extension of God's kingdom. My question today is in regard to the process of repentance and restoration, biblically speaking. There's a brother in Christ who has sinned against many in the church, and he seeks repentance and restoration, but he seems to have been unwilling to apologize to the people he sinned against. And I'm just curious as to what does Scripture say, and shouldn't he apologize, and isn't an apology like an integral part of the biblical process of repentance and restoration?
Yes, I think it indicates that there's a radically transformed attitude and direction.
Mm.
And, repentance in the ultimate sense, of course, is a U-turn on the road of life, no longer living by the dictates of our own will, but turning and following the Lord Jesus Christ. And I think that the principle applies certainly with repentance vis-a-vis other people.
Right.
It is a change of heart, and that change of heart looks towards reconciliation of relationship.
Right, like what it says in Matthew 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my question now is in regard to that, since CRI has violated ECFA Financial Ethics Standard number 4, how come you haven't apologized to the donors for misusing their funds?
You are making an assumption, and that assumption is not warranted. And
well,
so you ought to apologize for getting on the radio and making under a false provision, asking a question which has no basis in reality, and in the process slandering an organization. I want to go back to the phone lines, talk to Jacob in Fresno, California. Hi, Jacob.